Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast.
The electronic MCP is a new way to survey, manage, and create a maintenance control program for all units under your control. Using a web-based maintenance management system, data such as age, use, and environment is gathered from your specific unit and analyzed to automatically generate an annual MCP.
This MCP then gives you the information you need to know, such as what maintenance procedures are needed for that unit's specific components, and the estimated minimum time required to do them. Visit elevatorbooks.com or click the link in the show notes for more information.
This is your daily industry news update for January 3rd, 2017. In today's news, Dottie Stanlasky is welcomed as Acting Chief Elevator Inspector of Washington State. Vertical transportation upgrades are planned for the Manila Metro, and the Elevator Industry Group of Southern California's January meeting is coming up.
On January 1st, the state of Washington welcomed Dottie Stanlasky as Acting Chief Elevator Inspector, a position most recently held by Jack Day. Stanlasky has been working as a plan review technical specialist for the Elevator Division of the State Department of Labor and Industries since February 2016. She returned to the department in 2016 after serving as executive director of NASA International from 2002 to 2015. From 2002 to 2004, she was chief elevator inspector for the state of Washington. Stanlasky was the first female mechanic in the International Union of Elevator Constructors Local 4 and the first female licensed elevator constructor in Massachusetts. She holds a bachelor's degree in business management from Bridgewater State College in Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
Train stations in Manila, the Philippines, recently received vertical transportation upgrades in the form of restoration of existing units and the addition of new ones, news outlets reported. The Manila Bulletin reports the Light Rail Transit Corp. upgraded 32 elevators and escalators at 5 stations. This included the addition of persons with disabilities compliant features such as braille buttons and accessible controls. ABS-CBN News reports 27 elevators were installed by Powerlift Corporation in several Metro Rail transit stations prior to the holiday rush, and that an additional 5 elevators are expected to be installed by the end of this month.
The next Elevator Industry Group of Southern California monthly meeting is coming up on January 17th. The scheduled speaker is Mario Jones, who oversees Life Cycle Management, or LCM, and Product Reliability for KONE Americas. He developed KONE's Corporate Management Training Program and was in charge of its documentation prior to leading the LCM team. Open to members and their selected guests, the event is scheduled to start at noon at Thai French Restaurant, 1911 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles. Those planning to attend may RSVP to email sales@ipropaths.com.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and follow us on Twitter @elevatorworld.